So, Swiss pans. Very fast. Very quick. For new neurological choices. What we want to do is, we want to create new ways, new feelings, new behaviors, and these work best for minor unwanted states or behaviors that are highly contextualized. What does that mean? Highly contextualized. What do we mean by that? Nick? Yeah, they only happen in certain situations. Yes, absolutely. So, for example, I bite my nails whenever I feel like I have to answer a question. Or I bite my nails when I feel under pressure. Or when my boss calls my name, I feel afraid. Or if my partner looks at me in a specific way, I feel bad. So we're looking for minor unwanted states at specific times. The reason why we want it to be a specific time is to, for it to work, we have to have what we call in NLP a trigger. Something that triggers off the minor unwanted state or behavior. So for example, if you ask someone, so what's the challenge? They say, oh, I'm depressed. We say, okay, great, so when do you do it? And they say, all the time. That's not something you'd use a swish pattern for. Which is why it also doesn't work so well for smoking therapies, certainly not by itself, at least anyway, because people have lots of different triggers for when they smoke, not normally just one. So it's across many contexts. The keys, again, which I've already really said already, the keys to successful swish pans, two of the most important keys are speed and finding that trigger. Now, when you do these, you want to do them so fast, again, that the conscious mind cannot keep up. You must get the conscious mind out of the way. So, we work with the client, and we need to find out what the problem state is. So identify the problem state, or what we call present state. And as always, we want present state to be associated. Present state associated. Why do we want present state to be associated? Because it wants to be running. Perfect answer, yes. We want it to be the Christmas tree to be lit up. So have it running, present state associated. And when we're getting the trigger, we say, okay, so how do you know it's time to XYZ? Bite your nails. How do you know it's time to be afraid? How do you know it's time, blah, blah, blah? Because we're looking for the very specific trigger. So when my boss looks at me, okay, great. How does he look at you? So really get the right trigger specifically, okay? So how do you do it, or how do you know it's, sorry, how do you know it's time, or when do you do it, will get us the trigger. Now, the very important thing about the trigger is the trigger must be external. So it must be something that happens outside of the client, an external trigger. You must keep going until you find an external trigger. And swish patterns, or at least this particular swish pattern that we teach at practitioner level. There are two others that we teach you at Master Prac. The practitioner level swish pattern is a visual process. It only works as a visual process here. So obviously we ask them, do you have a picture? Marking out any words that you wish to mark out. Now, obviously then what we've done, once we have the picture, what we then want to say is, okay, so what would you like to have instead? Yeah? What would you like to have instead? And then once they've done that, obviously we ask them, okay, great. So as you think about that, do you have a picture? Now, a step which is, if you like, not necessary and does work better when you do it is to perhaps tweak with the picture of the desired state, as in play with the submodalities to put it at its most max. So you can play with it a bit. So like, make it brighter. What does that do? Does that make it more empowering for you? No, it makes it less. Okay, we'll put it back the other way then. If it makes it more, great, keep it like that. Is it black and white or color? Well, it's black and white. What happens if you put it color? Oh, it makes it more powerful. Okay, great, so keep it color then. So play with the submodalities, or the visual submodalities, because it's only a visual process, to tweak it so that have the biggest K off of the desired state picture. Now, the other thing is, you know what it is they want to do instead? There's a very important thing about the thing they want to do instead. It has to be appropriate in the context of what you're working with as the alternative. So like, you know, I bite my nails. What do you want to do instead? Go for a run. Isn't going to work, because there may be times where they can't go for a run. So it doesn't work, does it? What do you want to be doing instead? I want to be, for example, seeing my hands down here, for example, or maybe as my hand comes up, I look at my nails and feel good about them, for example, and so I polish my nails and look at them, or something like that, you know, because that's more appropriate in the context. So it has to be available to be done, otherwise it won't really work. So let's have a look at how this actually works then. So first thing we do is elicit the unwanted state or behavior, get the trigger, as in, how do you know it's time? That's a question we say quite a lot in NLP. How do you know it's time to da 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 da? We use that in the phobia cure as well, i.e. feel bad. And we get the trigger, oh, when I look at my boss or whatever it might be. And then we say, okay, so when you think of that behavior, whatever it is, or that picture, when you think of that behavior or state, do you have a picture? And again, we have to work until we get a picture here, because it is a visual process. So again, if they say no, you say, okay, could you have a picture? Okay, and then break state, and then elicit the desired state. So how would you like to feel, act, whatever, instead? And they give you something. And again, work with the client until you find something that's contextualized that will work. So you run it in your neurology and say, would that work? If I, you know, does that work in context? If you get a yes, good. You go, okay, so when you think of that, da-da-da, state or behavior, do you have a picture? Again, make sure you get a visual. And as I said, they're optional if necessary. Assist client in adjusting the visual submodalities of the desired state for the most positive kinesthetic. Good. Now step out of the picture, because remember, we've in order to ramp it up, we've probably had them do what with the picture first? Associated, right? Because it gives you the biggest K. And now what we're doing is we're having them step out of the picture so that you see your body in the picture. Now, why are we having the present state or the desired state as dissociated? If it's something we want the client to desire, why the hell would we want it dissociated? If you leave it as associated, the client might not be compelled to do it. And the reason is because the unconscious mind takes it as being done already. So if you imagine that this is the present state and this is the desired state. If you leave the desired state as dissociated, what happens is it creates a motivation to actually make it happen. Does that make sense? As in fulfilling the fact that, because it hasn't had, the unconscious mind thinks it hasn't happened yet. Now this is, I want to clear up a confusion that often happens with, you say set goals and as if now. Yes, as if now, and dissociated as if now. So what you do is you make it happen as if it's happening now, but in your visual images, you make them dissociated as if now. So you always see yourself in the picture. I remember the swish pattern that I did at my practitioner was actually to create what I'm seeing in front of me now. I did a swish pattern on this, and I one of the things I drew in my mind, and I remember drawing it out at some stage afterwards as an added anchor for me, is I drew a stage with two big speakers on the side like this, and drew the whole stage as it was here, and music blaring out of the sides with big colourful lights and stuff like that up and down the sides, and that was my swish, because I had up until that time I had stage fear, you see, about being up on stage, and that was my new compelling future, and it was always me in the picture, so it was like I was down there watching where you are now, as you see me now. That's the kind of the picture I had, so it creates that drive. Whereas if it was like me sitting here doing this, my unconscious mind may have accepted that as already being done. So in which case it doesn't provide the motivation to fill the gap, if you like. So then we go, okay, good. Break state, once they've done that, if they come out, see the body in the pictures, they make it dissociated. Then we say, okay, great. Now come back, and after break state we say, present state, now close your eyes and get the old picture back and bring it up on the screen. Make sure you're looking through your own eyes, as in associated. So as you had previously done it. And we say, good. As you have the old picture on the screen, put the new picture in the bottom left-hand corner, down there. So now we have our desired state dissociated down in that corner at the same time. So you've got the image there, and then this image just down here in the corner there. So we have it bottom left-hand corner, and this is important. This is an important point, is it's bottom left-hand corner for the client, not you. So they put it into their bottom left-hand corner. So for me, that's there. That makes sense? So when I swish it, it goes there. Got it? So here's what we do. We say to them, okay, good. As you have the old picture on the screen, put the new picture in the lower left-hand corner, small and dark. It's important also that it's dark. So they're not really going to be able to see the content of the picture when it's small in the corner. You've got a sense that it's there, kind of thing. All right? And do that as quickly. And then what we do is, make sure they see the body in the picture. We say, good. Now have the new picture, again, words, new picture, explode so that it covers the old picture, like this. And you'll draw it for them when you're doing it. So you explode so that it covers the old picture, and while the old picture shrinks down, so it goes, this one goes therefore this way, like that, that one goes that way. So they just reverse almost, yeah? And as it goes from there, you want it to explode, I don't know if it actually says it on there, but big and bright, okay? So it goes from being small and dark to big and bright, okay? This one works for locations and location as a driver and brightness as a driver, okay? Now, you guys say, and do that as quickly as, and you make the noise. Does the noise really matter? No. All it is an auditory suggestion as to how fast they should be doing it. That's why it's called a swish pattern. That's what it's there for. Just simply as a suggestion for them as how quickly they're doing it. So if you don't, just go ahead and do that now. You don't know how quickly they're doing it, you see. So if you go, you can force it. Okay? And what you want to have them do is almost actually force their eyes up into that quadrant. So have them also go like, and have them actually see the eyelids underneath, perhaps moving. So I'm going to say, okay, great. So now open your eyes and clear the screen. Why are we doing open eyes and clear the screen? Break state. Perfect. Otherwise, we're going to install a loop. So these two things are going to get linked together. We don't want to do that. What you then do is you just do this again. So very quickly you say, okay, great, so bring back the old picture again and the new picture in the bottom left in the bottom left-hand corner, ready? Do it again. Open your eyes, clear the screen, close your eyes. Bring back the pictures, are you ready? Yes. Open your eyes, clear the screen, close your eyes. Ready? Open your eyes, clear the screen, close your eyes. Okay, and that's what you're doing. What I'd suggest that you do is that you do the first few slowly, not like shh, but you're like, you're reasonably slow, like shh, open your eyes, clear the screen, close your eyes, get the pictures back, because when you're going to start speeding up, it's like you'll be saying like, okay, great, shh, open your eyes, clear the screen, close your eyes, ready, shh, that quick. And when they start going like this, then you just go a little bit faster at that point. Yeah. It's a very, very fast technique. So, start again, okay? Once you've done that, I say, okay, so as you think about that problem, you know, can you get the old picture back, is what I say. So try hard and get the old picture back. Listen to the words again. Try hard, because what does try imply? You're going to fail, yeah? So try hard. You could even add in vain if you want. Really try. I mean, really try and get the old picture back. And you'll hear things like, something like, well, oh, I sort of can, but it's a bit fuzzy. Well, I can't really grasp it, or something like that. And you go to them, okay, you know what that means, don't you? And they go like, no. I need to do four more. Or five more. Or six more. Because what happens if they go, okay, what happens? That's right. You've just set up the presupposition that if you do four more, it'll be done. And if their unconscious mind accepts it, it will do it. Okay? So then once you've done a few more, you test in future pace and say, okay, good. So can you remember an event in the past, an event which, if you'd have thought about it earlier, would have caused you to have that old feeling or behavior, and notice how it's different now? Again, using good language, and they say, well, yeah, it is. And say, well, how is it different? And they say, well, it just doesn't matter. I'm being different. I'm seeing myself X, Y, Z, the desired state. You say, okay, great, good. And you say, okay, so can you think of an event in the future? An event in the future, which if it had happened in the past, i.e. before we did this technique, would have caused you to have had that old feeling. Again, use good language. And notice how that's different now. And they go like, yeah, it is. Again, you're looking for congruency. So again, I would have them chat and say, look, you're fucking around with me, I'd say. You're messing me about. You couldn't have changed this quickly. You've had this thing going on a long time. Come on. They say, no, I really have changed. And you say, like, I'm not convinced. And have them like, I am convinced. Have them shake you almost like, yeah, I'm done. And you go, okay. So you just play like a Columbo role. Like you play the thicko. One of the things you do in NLP is play like you're thick. It's one of the ways that works really, really well. You play like you're dumb, like you don't know what you're doing. It works very well. It's very disarming for the client. And they just walk out going like, that guy was dumb, but I feel good. I don't care. Yeah, it works really well.